Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is October 21st, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Ventricular arrhythmias during exercise in patients with mitral valve prolapse. This multicenter study assessed the occurrence and severity of ventricular arrhythmias, VA, during exercise tests in 375 patients with mitral valve prolapse, MVP. The research also explored the association between VA during exercise and the subsequent incidence of arrhythmic events during follow-up. This study establishes a clearer understanding of exercise-induced arrhythmias in MVP patients, which is critical for their risk stratification and clinical management. Article number 2. Impact of disease duration on left atrial function in patients with Graves' disease. This cross-sectional study investigated the relationship between the duration of Graves' disease and myocardial deformation parameters, specifically focusing on left atrial LA strain and left ventricular global longitudinal strain LVGLS. Comprehensive echocardiographic assessment was performed on 90 patients with Graves' disease, with disease duration categorized as short or long. The findings provide important insights into how the progression of Graves' disease influences cardiac function, underscoring the potential for duration-dependent myocardial alterations. These results highlight the importance of timely intervention to preserve cardiac mechanics in patients with Graves' disease. Article number 3. Plasma metabolomic and proteomic signatures of blood pressure management after bariatric surgery among adolescents. This study utilized metabolomics and proteomics to identify preoperative plasma profiles that predict long-term elevated blood pressure changes after bariatric surgery in adolescents. Researchers analyzed 108 participants from the Teen Longitudinal Assessment of Bariatric Surgery, Teen LABS, study, employing untargeted metabolomics via liquid chromatography mass spectrometry and proteomics via tandem mass tag mass spectrometry. This research successfully identified specific molecular signatures that can better predict blood pressure outcomes compared to traditional risk factors. These findings advance personalized medicine by offering potential biomarkers for optimizing blood pressure management following bariatric surgery. Article number 4. Effect of parity and previous preeclampsia on maternal hemodynamics. This prospective longitudinal study examined the impact of parity and a history of preeclampsia on maternal hemodynamic profiles throughout pregnancy. Transthoracic echocardiography was used to assess hemodynamics at various gestational stages, 12 to 15, 20 to 24, and 30 to 37 weeks, in groups of nulliparous women, Paris women without previous preeclampsia, and Paris women with previous preeclampsia. The study successfully delineates distinct longitudinal hemodynamic alterations linked to both parity and prior preeclampsia. This provides crucial information for understanding cardiovascular adaptations in pregnancy and for targeted monitoring in women at higher obstetric risk. Article number 5. Role of ethnicity and sex in hypertension-mediated organ damage in a dual ethnic cohort of individuals with hypertension. This study investigated the combined influence of sex and ethnicity on vascular and renal hypertension-mediated organ damage, HMOD, in a dual ethnic cohort of individuals with primary hypertension. Furthermore, the researchers explored the association of these disparities with the activation of the renin-angiotensin-aldosterone system, particularly aldosterone levels. This research reveals specific intersections of sex and ethnicity in the manifestation of HMOD, providing a more nuanced understanding of risk factors. The findings suggest the importance of considering these demographic and hormonal factors for tailored hypertension management strategies. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.